Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day and good morning. We made it to Friday. Wow. Okay, what do we have for you this morning? Let's go over to my X feed and see. So I read this story, I think it was last night, maybe? Yes, it was last night. About the $6 Million Man possibly being remade into a movie with Mark Wahlberg. Only it would be called the $6 Billion Man. Let me tell you something. If they make this movie, I will watch it. I will go to the theater and watch it. I loved the $6 Million Man growing up. And I also loved the Bionic Woman. I wanted to be Jamie Summers. You know how people, you know how kids go out and pretend to be superheroes or pretend to be their character on TV? I pretended to be the Bionic Woman. I even had the sound effects down and everything. I would try to pretend like I was running in slow motion and I was listening to something and, oh man, and you know, when they run. Oh my gosh, I wanted to be Jamie Summers. Okay, sorry, I know I got off on a little tangent there. So, but it looks like... Oh, come on, phone. I'm sorry, it got locked up. It looks like, though, let's go to the story. New York Post, I think it was. No, it's not the New York. Is it the New York Post? No, it's not. Whatever. Okay, Mark Wahlberg's dream of remaking the classic 70s show gets disappointing update in new report. Mark Wahlberg's long-awaited remake of The $6 Million Man, titled The $6 Billion Man, gets a disappointing update, new report. I just read that. Oh my gosh, sorry y'all. I read the headline and then I read the first paragraph. Okay. A new report gives a disappointing update to the production of The $6 Billion Man. Set to star Mark Wahlberg, The $6 Billion Man is a remake of the TV series The $6 Million Man. Yes, we know that. Get to the point. Oh, I've got to scan these articles better. Sorry, I apologize. Per a report from The Wrap, The $6 Billion Man's most recent update does not look promising. According to the source, The $6 Billion Man does not yet have a studio. This, they said, contradicts the fact that Wahlberg has publicly said that Skydance is in the mix. However, there is reportedly no current deal in place. Well, get one. You freaking studios are missing a huge opportunity. Let me tell you, the $6 Billion Man will make you gobs of money. Do it. Somebody get on board with this right now. I know, I'm very passionate about this. As alluded by The Wrap, this update directly contradicts Wahlberg's most recent update on the $6 Billion Man. What is wrong with these people when they write these articles? They just repeat everything. They just mix up the words and say it differently. We've established this, okay? Can we get on to it? All right. Back in December, Wahlberg seemed much more positive about the Skydance deal, saying that they would have the right to the film very soon, kickstarting the production of the film. While Wahlberg did not say that the Skydance deal was finalized, he seemed to imply that it was certain to happen, seeing as it is now February and the latest on the deal is that it is reportedly not in place. Wahlberg's optimism looks for more misguided, looks far more misguided. In this December statement, Wahlberg also referenced the uphill battle it has taken to make the $6 Billion Man. The fact has been evident that not only in the most recent update, but throughout the production of the adaptation. An adaptation of the $6 Million Man was first floated in the 1990s. Wahlberg became attached to the project approximately a decade ago, but the development has been slow ever since. No sushi. No kidding. That's a long time to be working on a project. In that time, the $6 Billion Man has cycled through multiple directors. It was even briefly on the release calendar for 2020 until Warner Brothers removed it due to further delays. With still no studio attached to the $6 Billion Man, It seems that the fate of the film is yet again uncertain, despite previous hope from Wahlberg. Well, y'all get with it. Wrap it up. Make a deal. Come on. It's the $6 billion man. $6 million man. Do it. God, what do I have to do? What do I have to do to get this done? Okay, moving on to another thing that I'm fairly passionate about. Totally different topic altogether, though. It's on my X-File. What is wrong? These are some spineless-ass people. I don't know who this person is. She's a professional female soccer player, I believe. I don't even know what USWNT stands for. United States Women NT. What does that stand for? USWNT. Anyway, her name is Corbin Albert. Apologizes for disrespectful TikTok activity after Megan Rapinoe's fiery rebuke. Fuck Megan Rapinoe. How about that? I know that's not very Christian of me. This is Paris from the Associated Press. Corbin Albert, a midfielder for the U.S. Women's National Team. Okay, that's what the NT stands for, National Team. U.S. Women's National Team. Apologized Thursday night for having liked and shared social media posts that she described as offensive, insensitive, and hurtful. The 20-year-old Albert, okay, there's your first problem. She's 20 years old. Come on, who raised her? The 20-year-old Albert, who plays for Paris Saint-Germain, had reportedly reposted anti-LGBTQ plus content on her TikTok account. Why does it have to be anti-LGBTQ? When you say anti-LGBTQ, it sounds like you're a horrible hate group person. You cannot like that lifestyle and still be a good citizen and a good person. So let's get that straight first. Here's her apology. I want to sincerely apologize for my actions on social media, Albert wrote on her Instagram story. Liking and sharing posts that are offensive, insensitive, and hurtful was immature and disrespectful, which was never my intent. Her parents should be ashamed. According to multiple media outlets, Albert shared a video from a Christian sermon that described being gay, feeling transgender, as wrong. So she's apologizing for her Christianity. This is where we are. This is how we got to where we are right now. People like that backing down and apologizing. Because, you know, we got to love everybody. You can love them, but you don't have to like what they're doing. This is ridiculous. And you can say you don't like what they're doing. But no, people are afraid. You go finish reading that story, because at the very end, it just... oh, just incenses me. So Rapinoe, a former U.S. captain, didn't identify Albert by name, but in her Instagram story urged people not to hide behind my beliefs because kids are literally killing themselves because of this hate. Bullshit. Bullshit. Okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. People, you need to stand up. And grow a spine. Okay, this last story is also enraging. Mayorkas. You just need to say his name and already your blood starts to boil, right? The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Thursday that a Texas law giving state authorities the power to arrest and deport migrants who have entered the country illegally is unconstitutional. Bullshit. Okay, I'm going to call this episode the bullshit episode. It is our strongly held view as a matter of law that SB4, the Texas law, is unconstitutional. And it is our hope and confidence that the courts will strike it down with finality, Mayorkas said during a joint news conference with Guatemala President Bernardo Arevalo in the Guatemalan capital. So, we have a United States official outside, going outside of the United States of America, flying to a different country. He is in a different country, speaking poorly about the United States and our borders. Y'all, that is just so wrong. So wrong. And he's just doing it, you know, okay. Like, no. We've got to get this administration out of office. We have got to vote out of it. And look, here's the thing. All this stuff is happening. Meanwhile, quietly, Ron DeSantis in Florida as governor is doing a fantastic job. Passing laws, passing bills. They recently passed a squatter law or something like that, saying, look, if you think squatters in your house, fill out this form, take it to the sheriff's department, they'll take care of it for you. Period. End of story. Period. End of story. Y'all made a mistake. Y'all made a mistake not having Ron DeSantis as the presidential candidate. Mistake. Because you didn't like the way he smiled. Y'all, we are in fucking trouble. That's all I have to say. I know my language has been strong today, but that's the way I feel about it. And anyway, we're going to go on to the question of the day. Okay, let's end with something fun. For the question of the day, I want you to, on Twitter, when you answer this, use the emoji that you use the most in text messaging. Okay? All right, I got to go. I hope you enjoyed it. I know. Anyway. Y'all have a great weekend. I think the gent and I will probably be on tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to do an episode on the podcast or if we'll do another X space. I don't know what we're going to do. I would like to do an X space, but we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know yet. I haven't made up my mind. I know we're going to watch a movie tonight. We're going to do a Michael Keaton movie. We were going to watch The Second Godfather, but y'all, do you know how long The Second Godfather is? 3 hours and some odd minutes. I want to say it was 3 hours and 50 minutes. That doesn't sound right. I know it's 3 hours and something, but that is ridiculously long time for a movie. I may have to watch The Godfather 2 on my own. I have seen it before. I may have to do that on my own sometime because I do love The Godfather series, but that's a long movie. And I enjoy it. I don't know that the gent enjoys The Godfather. But, you know, we're going to watch a Michael Keaton movie. We're going to start with Gung Ho. All right. Thanks for listening, y'all. My name is Carol, and these are my remarks.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy.